In this bulletin, Boris Johnson calls for Brexit unity as Britain's constitutional crisis deepens. Five dead in the Bahamas as Hurricane Dorian heads towards the Florida coast, and Usman Khawaja dumped from the Australian Test Team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Don. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has called on Conservative Party rebels to fall into line amid speculation he'll call an election if Parliament defeats him over a no-deal Brexit. An alliance of opposition lawmakers is plotting with Tory MPs to take control of Parliament and tie the government's hands with legislation that would block a no-deal exit. Speaking after holding an emergency cabinet meeting, Mr. Johnson warned disaffected MPs that their actions would be damaging.
They will plainly chop the legs out from under the UK position and make any further negotiation absolutely impossible. And so I say, to show our friends in Brussels that we are united in our purpose, MPs should vote with the government against Corbyn's pointless delay.
While Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn wants to force an early election, he's at odds with the party's former Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
If Parliament cannot agree, then the right way to consult the people is not through a general election, but through a referendum. That means, as MPs from different parties have agreed, that there should not be a motion of no confidence, but rather legislation preventing no deal. Should the government seek an election, it should be refused in favour of a referendum.
Mr. Johnson's promise to take the country out of the European Union on October 31st, with or without a divorce deal, has propelled the UK towards a constitutional crisis and a battle with the 27 other members of the bloc. The US state of Florida is bracing for the impact of Hurricane Dorian, which has wrought havoc in the Bahamas, with at least five people confirmed dead. The Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Hubert Minas, has confirmed the fatalities occurred on Abaco Island.
We are in the midst of a historic tragedy in parts of our northern Bahamas. Our mission and focus now is search, rescue, and recovery. I ask for your prayers for those in affected areas and for our first responders.
Hurricane Dorian unleashed massive flooding across the Bahamas with thousands of homes affected. The islands were pummeled with so much wind and water that authorities urged people to find flotation devices and grab hammers to break out of their attics if necessary. The US National Hurricane Center is warning the storm will move dangerously close to Florida's east coast by Wednesday. Two airports are closing to prepare for Dorian's arrival, with 250-kilometre-an-hour winds expected. Florida Senator Rick Scott is urging residents to evacuate.
If you look at a lot of the deaths, they're caused by the water. It's either that we get the flooding or we get the storm surge. What they're saying right now is we have a potential in many parts of Florida where we're going to have 4 to 7 feet.
At least eight people are dead and dozens missing after a diving boat caught fire off the Californian coast. The vessel is believed to have had 39 people on board when the fire swept through while it was anchored off Santa Cruz Island. Five crew members were able to jump off the boat as it ignited just before dawn, with two suffering only minor injuries. They were rescued by a passing pleasure craft. Authorities have retrieved four bodies and located another four, with more than two dozen people still unaccounted for. Police have spent the night interviewing a man and a woman after a toddler was found dead in a home southeast of Melbourne. Emergency service crews tried to revive the 18-month-old boy, but he couldn't be saved. Police arrested the pair at the Langwarrin house and homicide detectives were called in. Neighbours at the scene say they heard screaming between a man and a woman before authorities arrived. To cricket, and batsman Usman Khawaja has been dropped for the fourth Ashes test to make way for Steve Smith's return from concussion. Paceman James Patterson has been rested, with Peter Siddle and Mitchell Starc vying for the final spot up for grabs in the team. Khawaja's axing comes only days after he acted as stand-in Australian captain for the tour match in Derbyshire. The fourth test in Manchester begins tomorrow night, with the Ashes series locked at 1-1. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, storm and showers and 18. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 19. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, frost and sunny, 21. Wollongong, sunny and 21. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, also sunny, 24. Brisbane, similar and 28. Cairns, sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.